listening to the new record. The new record is sick. I really dig what y'all are doing. I've seen the album cover a couple times floating around, and when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh man, that's really cool." And I was like, "I bet that's like a death metal band." And then I listened to y'all, and I'm like, "Oh, this is awesome!" You know, like this is pretty similar to like what I was thinking that it would sound like from the album cover. I love that. That's always fun. You know, it's like unwrapping a cool present.
For sure. Yeah, it's you know, there's been some people who are like, well, I saw the album artwork and it's very like apocalyptic and like end times, you know, referencing. I was thinking more of a thrashy kind of Municipal Waste vibe or whatever. But that's cool that you got a death metal ish hardcore vibe out of it. That's cool that it embodied what you thought it would. So
yeah. Well, listening to y'all's previous work, you know, this next album is kind of a foot more into death metal.
For sure, yes. Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely. I mean, I think there's been like a natural progression of the band. We've, with all our releases, we've gotten heavier and heavier. But yeah, you could definitely say that the death metal influence on these songs has been cranked up quite a bit.
Yeah, cranked up is a good way of putting it. Yeah, no, it's awesome. I dig y'all's earlier EPs as well. It's cool that it's like there's so many different subgenres and scenes and stuff that are really starting to intermingle now. And to me, like,
for sure,
the hardcore scene and the death metal scene, if you look at the different scenes and listen to the different styles of music separately, someone looking from the outside can kind of, you know, it's like they may kind of wonder like how that bridges. And sonically, sure, to me, it's like, man, it sounds awesome. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, like Creeping Death is another one that comes to mind.
Sure.
You know, to where it's just like just melding, hardcore and death metal. It's just it's a cool deal. Like how did y'all kind of progress with all that?
So we started as like a more of a hardcore punk influence kind of band. I think if you listen to our demo and our first couple of EPs, you get that vibe. I've always been really big into like older grindcore, Power Violence and stuff like that has always been a big influence on this band. You know, just pushing fast, hard, heavy, fast, hard. And just like crazy transitions and stuff like that. Just a lot of chaos. And I've always been a fan of that. So as we kind of grew as a band, you know, first maybe release or two, we're kind of figuring things out. I would definitely say now we have our groove. But if we just kind of progressed into heavier and heavier stuff. Our guitar player Dalton, who he wasn't an original member, but he joined in between our first EP Waste and second EP Absolute Control. He joined there, so you can, like I said, we were constantly getting heavier and more aggressive as time went on. But I think his influence, the band was before he joined, was mostly compromised of dudes that were from like a hardcore background. Where Dalton came from more of like a much more of a metal background. We all were, you know, into metal, but Dalton was like, he was a metal dude. And so his input kind of really gave us that big metal jab. I think you can kind of tell the steep incline into heavier stuff in our Absolute Control EP that he helped write.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, well, and I like how you all incorporate and like pretty much everyone has a vocal role at some point except for the drummer.
Sure.
You know, which is a very like punk hardcore thing too, you know. And I think that's very cool to integrate that into the kind of the heavier sounds that y'all are producing now as well.
For For sure, yeah, yeah. I'm like I said a little earlier, I'm a big power violence nerd. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the band Spaz.
Yeah.
But they're a three piece, but every member of the band is like the main vocalist.
Yeah.
So I think it adds like the contrast in voices. I know I have a very unique voice, but my voice is going to be significantly different than Chase's voice, who plays bass and does some of the backup vocals, and Tommy's voice, who plays guitar, and Dalton's voice, of course. So I like the whole power violence. I think is built rooted in like contrast, you know, really, really fast to really, really slow, really, really fast, really, really slow. We kind of get that same vibe with the vocals. If, you know, I have a much different tone than somebody else, but when you put them together and layer them on top of each other or hit them back and forth, it's kind of a cool, gives kind of a cool vibe.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And like what you're saying, you know, to where it's like having a faster deal and then having a slower stuff. It's like you definitely have peaks and valleys in the new album as well, as along
sure.
with the different vocals and stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot going on, and it's not jarring. Like, it all works together, you know, with what
cool,
with what
cool. Well,
doing.
Glad to hear that.
Well, one of the really cool things too that, you know, I've always appreciated, especially in punk and, you know, in a lot of thrash too, is, the really strong, like, political vibe that is in
sure.
there. And this, you know, it's hard not to bring up like kind of all the stuff that's going on, and in this album coming out, you know, during these times and stuff, it's I don't know, you know, a lot of older people, parents, you know, people that are scared of you know, underground music and stuff, they really don't understand a lot of the things that we all are trying to say, you know, and
for sure, absolutely.
And it's, I don't know, music is such a powerful medium of getting across particular messages, you know, I've really appreciated that about y'all's band, is that you're bringing,
oh, yeah.
you're still bringing that vibe into death metal, you know, just making it, just, you know, standing up for what you believe in and making a statement.
Sure. Hell yeah. And like, historically, death metal isn't really known as being like a genre that pushes boundaries too much in terms of, you know, politics or what.
Right.
I mean, you have like your Sepulturas and stuff like that. But like I said, we our background is a hardcore punk band. I mean, sonically, maybe with this album, people refer to us as a death metal band. That's cool. But we're absolutely bringing the ethos of like the hardcore punk world, just like, you know, sticking it to the man, standing up for what's right, calling out bullshit when we see it, kind of thing. We're kind of bringing that into this world, you know, as we kind of stake our claim. We have feet planted firmly in both genres, both hardcore metal, but we're bringing new things to both sides, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. I 100% agree with what you're saying. It's very cool. It's refreshing. You know, it's kind of going back to what I was saying earlier too, is that, you know, that having that meld, you know, in that there are a couple of bands doing that now, that it's really interesting to kind of see where kind of newer bands are going with particular subgenres of music, because, you know, because like 20, 30 years ago, like, this didn't exist.
Of course, sure.
You know, and some of that too is even spurred from like the new metal movement and stuff, and the new wave of American heavy metal and stuff, and, you know, and like, I listen to a ton of hardcore. I mean, I'm a huge Cro-Mags fan. It's like, Minor Threat probably is one of my favorite like punk bands.
Sure, sure.
You know, and just that kind of energy and everything that comes from the hardcore scene. It's it's really cool. It's energizing, you know, like whenever you go to a show or anything like that. And it's cool to be seeing like everyone kind of getting together on stuff, you know, because there's always been this thing of like, oh, punks and metalheads don't get along. And it's like, I don't know. I listened to all of it.
Yo, real shit. Yeah. Society has viewed us as a whole, whether it be punk, hardcore kids, metalheads, whatever, has viewed us all as fucking freaks and weirdos anyway. The least we can do is kind of formulate a pact within ourselves.
Right.
Like we don't need to bicker amongst ourselves. You know, we're all freaks in terms of, you know, as how the society views us, I guess.
Yeah. No, exactly. Well, what got you particularly into punk music originally?
So I moved out here to Arkansas as a kid. I used to live in Los Angeles, California. Now I live in Little Rock, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. So it's kind of a stark contrast, you know, a culture shock, if you will.
Yeah.
I really wasn't into music when I had moved out here. I was kind of discovering myself in starting my teenage years. And so, obviously, with the internet, the early 2000s, I want to say maybe I would go out to visit family in California, and on the radio, they would play a lot more punk-leaning music than I would ever hear out here in Arkansas. On the radio out there, maybe K-Rock or one of the big stations in Los Angeles would play like Pennywise or Rancid or something like that. So I think that's when I got my first taste of, punk rock, if you will, and I was like, whoa, this kind of sounds cool, and I remember having like a notebook staying one summer out there to visit family and like jotting down some bands that I heard on the radio. And I think it was like Rancid and AFI or something like that. When I came back to Arkansas, I was kind of a loner dude anyway in school, kind of stayed to myself. So I would just go online and search, you know, those bands and see like maybe the liner notes in their record, buy CDs, look the liner notes of their records or on like message boards, bands that they're similar to that. And I would just be downloading shit. And, like all my spare money, I'd go to buy, you know, CDs and stuff of different, like, you know, I would post on the Epitaph message board when I was a lot younger. I wasn't aware that there was any kind of scene in Arkansas at that time. I was like, oh, this is more something that's more in like the bigger cities or whatnot. But I did discover at some point in time that there was a venue in Little Rock called Vino's. And I think I went to go see my first show there was Flogging Molly. I probably wouldn't go this day and age, but at that time it was a really cool experience. I went to go see them. And then that was like my first experience with punk music in a live, like a small club setting.
Yeah.
And I was just hooked. And from there I started going to, you know, every local show. And, you know, I was really involved in, from there it kind of blossomed and I got involved in a lot like metalcore stuff and then hardcore stuff. That's kind of how it started. Just online message boards in the early 2000s, discovering bands through like MySpace and whatnot. And then discovering that shit actually exists like in a close enough radius to where I can go see it. Maybe not to the level it would in like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, or bigger cities like that. But it was here. And then, you know, 15 years later, now I'm booking shows, playing in big bands, friends with all the band, you know, playing in bands that are well known in the local area or whatever. So, now I'm extremely involved in the scene.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, what was it that like really particularly inspired you to pick up a mic and start playing music and stuff, you know, like?
I don't know if it's like ADD or OCD, but I just had I would always jot down cool one-liners that came into my head. Just like, if I get frustrated with something, I'm always like typing notes into my phone. I've always been like that. I feel like I've always needed some sort of outlet, you know, and in discovering punk, it's like where it's acceptable to like be an asshole and be confrontational and stuff like that. I was like, yo, I can do this. And then that said, I can't play an instrument. It's the other guys in the band that are more musically talented than I am. But I do think that I'm creative in terms of like expressing my emotion, expressing my rage and whatnot. And so I harnessed that. And then I figured the best way to get that out of my system is through a microphone.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds cheesy and cliche, but
no,
it's an outlet. You know,
yeah. Sure. No, I don't think it sounds cheesy at all. I mean, I think it's cool. I think we, people that are into the hard music scene period, you know, it's like, I was driving into town, yesterday listening to y'all. And then I was driving back home last night at like 9, 10 o'clock, just blasting Bolt Thrower on the highway, you know?
Fuck yeah.
And I'm just like,
hell yeah.
And you know, and my girl, she's like, you're the only person I know that like that kind of music chills you out. You know, and I'm like, well, that's because you don't hang out with my metal friends, you know. You
know? sure.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know. It is an outlet, and it's a really, to me, it's an extremely healthy outlet, rather than alternatives for a lot of this angst and anger and discomfort and anxiety. You know, just all the negative emotions that. You know, all of us go through, you know, and being able to channel that to something, to me, that is not only positive, but it's really powerful.
Hell yeah. Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, there's nothing like you mentioned, just blasting Bolt Thrower and driving. There's something really awesome about just listening to heavy music and then just like laying on the gas and hauling ass just to clear your mind. Or sometimes for me, like I'll blast some Carcass or like some Crowbar in the gym and like hit the weights. And there's just something that like is almost as weird as it sounds, almost soothing.
Yeah.
About that, you know, it's like an escape, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. There's something soothing about the chaos. Like somehow the chaos is controlled, you know. So.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Yeah. Well. Well, I guess we kind of touched on this, and we may have already have really talked about this in depth, but I'm still going to ask it because I am curious. But what do you personally get out of playing music and being a vocalist in a band? It's like you were talking about where it's like, yeah, you know, whenever you got frustrated, things like that in earlier years, you know, you would write stuff down and write these one-liners and stuff. And it's like, being able to channel negative emotions into something, like I said, that I feel is positive, but it's like, what keeps the drive going? You know, it's like, you're not, you know, I mean, no one's always angry. No one's always aggressive. Sure, sure. You know?
Sure. So I think maybe creativity in a sense, you know, you can be your own measuring stick or whatever. So anytime, I'll look back, you mentioned kind of going further back into the Terminal Nation catalog. If I listen to some of that, I'm like, whoa, this sounds pretty cool. But we've gotten significantly become a better band, whether it's in terms of writing or just in terms of even capturing the tone that we wanted or just the aggression that we wanted. Or whatever. So, I mean, one thing that other than like, you know, a channel to release my aggression or allow myself to be heard. Beyond that, just almost for selfish reasons, I want to outdo. You know, I want to outdo myself. In older releases, it was fine. I was cool with it at the time, but I can definitely see the improvement. Improvements that we've made as a band, creatively, how we've grown and gotten better. So that's another thing that kind of keeps pushing me to keep doing it. Other than an outlet to release aggression, other than as a channel to get my message out there, just to kind of improve myself, if you will, to just outdo myself, build on what I've done before.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Like what you were saying earlier too, you know, to where it's like listening to something super heavy, you know, like when you're working out and stuff, you know, it's like it's funny how these, like the mentality of wanting to better yourself, you know, and wanting to outdo yourself, it's like that becomes pretty universal in life, you know, if you're driven, if you want to work hard and progress and things like that. And I can definitely relate to that, you know, to where it's like, yeah, having it be a creative outlet and then expanding on that and expanding yourself, it's a big deal, you know.
Sure, sure. And I'm sure you're probably in a similar boat. You know, you look at the stuff that you do, whether it be interviews or whatever for you know, your projects. You could, like you mentioned before, taking stuff from just online text and then making it into like an audio thing or a visual thing or whatever, just kind of pushing yourself to areas that you haven't been before. I'm sure you probably can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I at times feel like that we're a rare breed, and more I meet cool people that are driven and work their ass off to accomplish they accomplish. And they are, you know, it's like they recognize the accomplishment and they're like, yeah, that's cool. And then look to the horizon and keep going, know. I actually was having a conversation with my mom the other day about that. And she's like, yeah, you're going to be like that forever, you know. And I'm like, yeah.
That's good. It's just ingrained in your psyche, but that's a good trait to have. You can use it to your advantage, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very cool, man. Well, the album drops, what, August 7th?
Correct, yes.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, we're gonna promote it as much as we can on this end.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Are y'all gonna be able to do anything special yet? Or are you gonna do anything online?
Man, so it's obviously, you know, I don't have to tell you, but it's a real weird time for live music right now. So the original plan, the album Holocene Extinction, it's been in the pipeline for quite a while, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So with this release, we were planning on hitting a lot of places we'd never been before. We were wanting to hit the Northeast area, New York, Boston. We were going to do a run again to the West Coast. It's been about 4 years since we've been out that way. And then we were planning some stuff in Japan with a band, Cruelty, from Japan. They're very sick. If you haven't listened to them, check them out.
Cool.
We had a lot of awesome plans, and then, you know, all that is just gone into the ether.
Yeah.
It is a real weird time. There's a lot of bands doing, like, live streams and things like that. For a band like us, I don't know. We have to walk a fine line here because I think we're the type of band that translates extremely well live and in person. Like the aggression, the brutality, it's all there live. But that over a screen, like, it's hard to do. I think it would be hard to do. That said, I think we're definitely going to there's supposed to be a upcoming kind of live, like a heavier band festival with some cool band, like a stream festival that we will probably be taking part in next month. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be an interesting challenge. You know, normally a live show, I just get out, you know, go out there, go crazy and put my all into it. And I'm happy with that. But this will be a little bit of a different obstacle, you know, to try to keep people captivated on the other side of the screen. You know, in person, it's just the dichotomy is totally different. But we are hoping to do some kind of like a live stream or like a live performance for this. I'm looking forward to the challenge for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's another step for growth.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, with all our other releases, You know, we're from Little Rock, Arkansas. We have a pretty pretty diehard fan base in the area. So one thing that we always look forward to is like our record release shows. People just go crazy. You know, we always pack the room out for our record release shows, and that's kind of been taken off the table right now. So we're gonna have to kind of think outside the box. But I think we'll probably do like a live stream set or like a recorded, you know, a live recording that we'll put out there for this. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, yeah. Well, keep in touch, man. Send us whatever y'all have going on, and we'll make sure to post it and stuff and share it on our social media, and we'll add it to the article and then tumble that article again and stuff.
For sure.
You know, we'll do all that we can, man. Cause, we dig y'all stuff, and
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll do what we can to help. So.